12. Living in a house. Dialogue 1.
Have you moved into your new house yet, Michael?
We just moved in yesterday, actually.
So, what do you think about the place? Are you glad that you moved in?
It's great. Unfortunately, we're going to spend a fortune doing everything up.
How old is the house, then?
It's about 200 years old. It has a lot of history.
Sounds fascinating. Where is your new house located?
It's just off of the ring road.
Do you have a big yard?
It's bigger than our last one. I've got flowers in the front, and fruits, vegetables, and a fish pond in the back.
Is your house well lit?
Oh, yes. Our windows let plenty of natural light in. They've also got wonderful views of the park behind our house.
How many rooms does your house have?
Right now, there are 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a kitchen, a sitting room, a dining room, and a living room. We are hoping to add on a green room and a guest bedroom. In fact, when the guest bedroom is ready, you should come and stay with us for a weekend.
I'd be up for that.
Dialogue 2. Have you thought of moving at all, Sarah?
We've thought about it, but my husband and I can't afford it right now. The only thing we could afford would be living in the slums, which is something I don't want to do.
Buying a house can be expensive, but there are ways to find cheaper houses.
Like what?
Well, sometimes the city auctions off houses to the community. You'd have to make a quick decision about the offer in a day, but you would definitely save money doing it that way.
That's a good idea. Do you know anyone who has done that before?
Sure. My sister-in-law and her husband just bought a house that way. They're pretty satisfied with it.
Is the house pretty run down?
Not at all. The woman who owned it took good care of it, but when she died, she had no family left and no will, so the government had to sell it for her.
Was it a very old house?
It was about 75 years old. There were a few repairs that needed doing, but it didn't take a lot of money or time.
Is it in a good location?
The area can be a bit rough in the evenings, but the neighbors watch out for each other, so it's okay.